Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refuses to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 19th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. We are live 6 days a week. On the Sabbath, we rest. Quick recap of yesterday's broadcast. We had our guest on, Mr. Chris Carlson, discussion of all things liberty. And we discussed Tucker Carlson's claims that the FBI had a plan in planning the January 6th Capitol riot. Carlson continued and stated that the Capitol rioters, listen carefully, who were listed in court filings as unindicted co-conspirators, were actually federal agents who were orchestrated to be involved in the attack. Furthermore, documents suggest that the January 6th storming of the Capitol was organized by the FBI to frame conservatives and President Donald Trump. Wow. TheNewAmerican.com with that piece. And now you got Tucker Carlson and The New American as the two sources. Something's rotten in Michigan, ladies and gentlemen, because there's a tie, believe it or not, to the forgotten case of the Whitmer, that's Governor Whitmer, kidnapping plot. According to the FBI's affidavit, the FBI had undercover agents and informants in the case. They were involved in that as well. And there's a tie between the two to trap conservatives. Yeah, the false flag formula, ladies and gentlemen. 15 ways to detect a false flag. Serious, serious business. We discussed that indeed with Chris Carlson, talking about Tucker Carlson and the New American Magazine article. Incredible documentation there. The conservatives don't know about it for the most part because they watch the wrong news, right? The liberals are mocking Tucker Carlson and the New American, but the truth shall make us free. More and more and more evidence coming out based on court documents. Pretty soon the government's going to be dismissing a lot of cases, because if we, the patriots, stand up and if we get the right representation and if we get whistleblowers in our midst, etc., just like the Ammon Bundy case of yesteryear, we will force them to come on record and prove the provocateur agents that were involved by name, prove the intention of the government to incite violence. That's rogue agents in the government, flat out of control, and we need to stop it and call a halt to the con game. Anyway, great reporting on that with Chris Carlson on Tucker Carlson. Interestingly enough, they're not related. Nevertheless, I digress. That was hour one of yesterday's broadcast, available at libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net. Spread the word. Tell your neighbors. Donate liberally today, would you please? Second hour, we had on Dr. Scott Bradley, his collegiate series, videos, books, workbooks, and more, called To Preserve the Nation. Available now. Incredible. FreedomsRisingSun.com is his website. That's FreedomsRisingSun.com. And I'm telling you, the To Preserve the Nation collegiate homeschooling and church education series is incredible. Check it out, FreedomsRisingSun.com. He has over 1,000 videos on his website, weekly interactive webinars, Q&As on the Constitution, and more. Just great stuff with Dr. Scott Bradley, FreedomsRisingSun.com. Anyway, we talked with Dr. Scott about the Sabbath day is a day of delight. Ezekiel 20:12. I also gave them my Sabbath as a sign. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we're live 6 days a week on the Sabbath. We rest on this radio program. We need to keep that commandment, ladies and gentlemen. I believe climate change, whatever you want to call it, global warming, whatever word they want to use for their latest incarnations of dishonesty, is not the fact that you live on the planet. it's because we're turning against God, and he's basically reminding us. He's stirring us up in remembrance of our God. God is the ultimate weatherman, ladies and gentlemen, and understand that he will create even famine if necessary to help us remember. It's an act of love by Almighty God to turn us to him and let us repent so that worse things don't happen. Do you want to just have a drought? Do you want to have global warming as a reminder? Or do you want a famine? Or do you want a plague or a pestilence? Or do you want a war? God does this through history. Just know it, folks. The answer is to turn to God, repent, and if we do, he will heal our land and protect us. Anyway, we talked about the fact that there's a penalty for breaking the Sabbath day. Commandment. Why do we as a people think there are no consequences? Ladies and gentlemen, all commandments. All sin has consequences, and the lack of obedience to the commandments have consequences. We can choose what we do, but we cannot choose the penalties. That's up to eternal law and Almighty God. We talked about the Microsoft Store and how they're promoting Pride Month. They call it Pride 2021. Together we can, they say. Wow, what a shame. They're celebrating G Pride Plus Month. It's just a sad tale to tell, ladies and gentlemen. When we turn against male and female, created he them. When we turn against the God-ordained traditional family with one man and one woman leading righteous children, teaching them about the Savior Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, if I'm telling you, there's a lot of things we can do to restore the Republic, right? There's a lot of actions that you and I can be involved in. But if you think it can be done without turning to Jesus Christ first, you're sadly mistaken. If you think we can do it without Almighty God, well, you disagree with Ben Franklin and you'd also be completely confused. We must turn to God and humble ourselves and repent so that we may receive his blessings, his guidance, and his protection. Anyway, great couple hours yesterday. Still available on demand at libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net. All right, let's launch into our guest today. This is going to be an incredible, incredible discussion. His name is Steve Castle, and he's a pastor, and he's an elected official as well. He's on the Stephenson County, Illinois Republican Central Committee. His website's stevecastle.com and belovedchurchillinois.com. And he's a great guy. Not only does he work towards helping Republicans adhere to their platform and adhere to godly principles, but he's also involved in his church, and he's an activist for liberty everywhere he goes. He hands out free constitutions, copies of the Constitution to anybody who wants them. That's part of his personal ministry. And he's the first pastor in the nation to file a federal lawsuit on First Amendment violations during the lockdowns. He filed that for the church and for the Christians, and he beat the whacked out Governor Pritzker of Illinois, and he opened up all the churches in Illinois. Guys like that who stand for the sacred cause of liberty are my personal heroes. Steve Castle, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Man, after an introduction like that, I almost want to know me.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing what God can do if we turn our lives over to his hands, huh?
Yeah, I actually just had an opportunity last night to minister or speak. I believe every time I speak, I minister, but they call it speak. So I spoke at a Save America rally in Chicago last night. And I don't know what they were expecting, but after I got done tying in the indispensable bonding between Christianity, Judeo-Christian foundations of our country and the founding fathers, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, these folks were absolutely nuked last night. In fact, I didn't get home till 2 a.m. because they wouldn't let me leave. And the reason I'm highlighting that is because there is a massive, massive desire, passion, a hunger in the people of our nation today to really know the truth, to get back to the founding principles of what our founding fathers, the ethics and the morality of days gone by, and to stop seeing our children, our grandchildren being molested legally by the government, by public school systems, by just, man, when you were talking about recapping, yesterday's show. I'm like, man, I wanted to be on yesterday's show too, because I had so much to say about all those subject matters, you know, the FBI, because I was at the January 6th Trump rally and at the Capitol. And so I had the FBI at my house. And so when you were talking about how the FBI, I mean, I could have told you that a long time ago, but nobody
yeah, so we had witnesses.
Say.
We had witnesses literally on from the Capitol live as it was unfolding. We had witnesses on the day or two or three or four after reporting live on how it was a complete lie fabrication and it was not their experience. One girl even got pushed into the Capitol by others, by the crowd, didn't want to be there, got arrested, led through this strange tunnel, taken to another place, eventually just released, and they left her alone. But this is the kind of stuff that we had reporting on Liberty Roundtable live.
And I was so excited because, you know, one of the things that's coming up, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie or read the book, Atlas Shrugged.
Of course, long book, 1,100 pages. Read it when I was young.
Yeah,
and it's very educational.
It is. But in the book, Atlas Shrugged, they asked this question throughout the whole movie: who is John Galt? And
we'll talk about that and a whole lot more with Steve Castle in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. I thought it was a great book. The girl in the book is a little bit immoral. She sleeps with everybody. But other than that, it's a very good educational reality check. Hang tight. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
I have a question. Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? I believe that great nations and great civilizations spring from a people who have a moral compass.
I don't think a civilization can long endure that does not have respect for all human life, born and not yet born.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, back with you live, Steve Castle on your radio, my fellow Americans. SteveCastle.com, BelovedChurchIllinois.com, the websites. First pastor in the nation to file a federal lawsuit on First Amendment violations during the lockdown. Beat Gov whacked out. All right. I mean, Gov Fritzker, or Britzker, I guess it is, or Pritzker is how you say it. Anyway, he opened up all the churches in Illinois. His personal ministry sends out constitutions out free to anyone who requests them. So check that out. He's been speaking out nationally for the freedoms and liberties that belong to believers because of the cross and to Americans because of the sacrifice of the patriots. Amen to that. So, Steve, there's so many things that I want to talk to you about. Before we get to all those things, let's finish your Where Is Galt story. Then we'll come back and learn about you as a person and then your ministry, and we'll just get into it all. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I was just saying, you commented on the FBI involvement in the Whitmer, the quote unquote Whitmer assassination, and then obviously the 1/6 Capitol quote unquote insurrection. And I was there. I was physically there. I did some lives from there. I was at the Capitol. I was at the Trump rally. And it's absolutely true. And I tried to actually tell people months and months ago, but nobody wanted to listen. I had the FBI at my house. They tried to interview me. I even called them out in the interview. I'm like, you guys were there. And he's like, oh, what are you talking about? So that the reason I brought up the Who Is John Galt is because this was the entire theme through the movie, Atlas Shrugged, which was trying, it was a question that on purpose was trying to get people to think larger. And now we have Who Is Ray Epps? So we have this guy that we've got video, we've got we got him literally helping to formulate this insurrection, quote unquote, in Washington D.C. And nobody seems to know who Ray Epps is, but we know who Ray Epps is. Just like when you're reading Atlas Shrugged, you know that John Galt is going to lead you into a better place. We also know that Ray Epps is going to lead us into some terrible stuff. We are about to see some things unfold in our nation, some light of truth. And I honestly believe that it's going to be so shocking that some people just aren't going to be able to handle it.
All right. With that brief introduction, ladies and gentlemen, really give me a 30-second then. What happened to you? Did you get arrested at the Capitol at all?
I did not get arrested. I didn't physically go into the Capitol. I was just on the perimeters, the peripherals, and I was doing different lives for people on social media and recording videos for my website about what was going on and doing. I travel the country and do a Christian American heritage, so Christian and patriotism intertwined together, and so I was doing some work with that, and I was also handing out my pocket constitutions, like you said, and people were, these were some of the most amazing people I've ever met in my 46 years of life. They were some of the most authentic, real, obviously there was a couple of, you know, just weirdos. But for the most part, and there was more people than I have ever seen in my life. And I've preached in stadiums of tens of thousands of people. And there was more people than I had ever seen in my life. And like I said, most of them really genuine people. They were authentic patriots. They were either godly or they were Christian. They were kind. There were people helping. Somebody lost their dog. And so this whole group of people just stopped what they were doing and went looking for this dog. I mean, these were such real, wonderful people. And then I literally driving home from Washington, D.C. the next day, and I'm hearing all the news about, quote unquote, what I did. I was an insurrectionist. I was a terrible person. And I'm like, wait a minute. None of that happened. That is absolutely incongruent with what I experienced at the Capitol. So a few weeks later, I had the FBI at my house, and they tried to do their thing, but I'm hip to the jive because when I did my fight with Governor Pritzker, I did about 90 interviews with nationwide syndicates and mainstream media, and they would always try to do the same thing where they would do leading questions and try to get you to say and act in a way that would vilify you. And I could tell that these FBI agents weren't there to check on my family's health and well-being. And so anyway, I told them exactly what happened. I told them my opinion of their involvement with it. It was about 45 minutes and they finally left. I called my attorney and told him what happened. And my attorney called the president of their legal firm, which is the Thomas More Society, is who represented us in our legal battles. And then Tom Brecka from the Thomas More Society sent the FBI a memo and let them know that if they ever talked to his client again without their permission, it would get really terrible. And I haven't heard from him since. So I guess I'm free of the of the FBI's desire to put me into the insurrectionist classification from January 6th.
Well, and here's what's interesting. How would the FBI even get your name, sir, if you didn't go into the Capitol, if you weren't arrested, if you were peacefully there? Everybody that I talked to live that was there on scene at the day of the event and the days after, because a lot of people basically came on the show and said they disrupted phone communications, et cetera, et cetera. So we had to get them on the day or two or three or four after, because there was so many people to talk to and different things going on. They told me that first off, most people didn't even go to the Capitol that were at the rally. Secondly, the people that were at the Capitol, most of them were milling around peacefully and kindly, and people were praying and talking with one another. I mean, you might have had, a million people at the rally and 100,000 people at the Capitol or something. We don't know numbers because they tend to blur that as well. But you might have had, a couple of hundred people go into the Capitol. Some of them have testified live on the radio. We didn't even try to go, and we were pushed in. So very, very interesting. But if you weren't arrested or any of those things, how do they even get your name, sir?
Sam. Let me tell you how creepy this entire situation was. Literally the day that the FBI came to my house. So my schedule is, if I showed you my calendar, you'd probably roll your eyes back. Like I am go, go, go all day, every day, 7 days a week, nonstop, because I love serving my king and the kingdom. And so anyway, this particular day I had a meeting from 7 to 9. I had another meeting from 9 to 2. And then I had another meeting that was going to start at 4 that I had to drive to, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, the meeting at 4 ended up getting pushed back. And so I left, went down to my local, gun store, 'cause I wanted to get some more, 9mm ammunition, just for funsies.
And hold on, this was before the Capitol event or after?
No, this is after. This is a few weeks after. I was just
trying to make a timeline make sense.
Doing my gig. Yep, doing my gig. Headed back to my house. I was just going to drop off the ammunition, so I didn't drive around with ammunition in my truck. So I only planned on being at my house for, literally 20 minutes just to drop this off and then go to the next meeting. And I'm in the garage on the phone talking to someone on the Bluetooth in my truck. In my garage, in my truck, in the garage, talking on my phone. And this is the part of the story I didn't know. So someone comes to the door. My wife answers the door. Two big FBI agents. They're like, hey, can we talk to your husband? And she said, well, he's not here. And they didn't leave. And they said, well, are you sure he's not here? And she's like, yeah, he left, an hour ago or whatever to go to a meeting. She didn't know that my meeting got moved back an hour and that I decided to stop by and get the ammunition and come home. And so I'm in the garage. She didn't know I was in the garage. And they're like, are you sure he's not here? And she's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure. So they thought she was trying to hide me, but what my wife didn't know is that I wasn't there. And the FBI did know is that they were following me around, tracking me somehow to make sure that I was at the house when they showed up. They came from Chicago. I live 2 hours outside of Chicago, and they just happened to show up right when I showed up. It is so creepy, bro. It is so creepy. So anyway, my wife, and they're like, are you sure he's not here? And she's like, yeah, I'm sure. And so she decided to go out and just look to make sure my truck was still gone, opens the garage door. There I am. And she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm on the phone. She goes, someone's here to see you. And I'm like, okay, well, they can wait. And so I come back in and it's two FBI agents and they're like, oh, well, I'm glad you're here, Mr. Castle. I'm like, you guys are so creepy. How did you know I was here? Oh, no, we just were driving by,
Yeah, we're just going to just lie right out of the gate. Like, yeah, because there's no way they came 2 hours from Chicago, caught you on the 20 minutes that you were there when your wife didn't even know, but they knew. Come on.
Right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're hoping Steve Castle can stay with us for both hours because, man, we got a lot to talk about on your radio. SteveCastle.com, the first pastor to take on bureaucrats and say, you're not going to shut us down. He wins in court. Thomas Law Center making that happen. Quick pause. I am Sam Bushman. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live radio program.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
A tropical storm makes landfall. Tropical storm Claudette coming ashore this morning in southeast Louisiana. Knee-deep flooding reported in Slidell and parts of Mississippi. A Georgia hospital system among the latest victims of a cyber attack. Savannah's largest hospital chain, St. Joseph's Candler, hit this week with a ransomware attack. No word on who attacked the faith-based nonprofit or why. Cyber attacks, a recent topic of conversation between President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on the message Biden wants to send to Russia and other countries.
If other countries continue to attack us in any way, then we reserve the right to use all means at our disposal to protect our people, to protect our gas pipelines, to protect our water systems.
Sullivan also tells CBS News Biden told Putin in their meeting if attacks continue, the U.S. will have no choice but to take responsive measures against Russia, including in cyber. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A man sanctioned for human rights abuse is now Iran's president-elect. Ibrahim Raisi elected president today, the 60-year-old chief justice sanctioned by the U.S. and EU for his human rights record. Raisi allegedly involved in the mass execution of political opponents over 30 years ago. A COVID variant spreading across the U.S., the Delta variant first detected in India 8 months ago, now in at least 41 states. President Biden saying Friday the Delta variant will leave some areas very hurt.
It's a variant that is more easily transmissible, potentially deadlier, and particularly dangerous for young people. But the good news is we have the solution. The science and the data are clear. The best way to protect yourself against these variants are to get fully vaccinated.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky telling ABC Friday the Delta variant could become the dominant strain in the U.S. soon. California allowing residents to get digital copies of their vaccine records. State health officials Friday launching a website where residents can download the digital copies to prove they have been fully vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Steve Castle on your radio. He was there at the January 6th event. The government lies on the narrative there. We're taking it back one witness at a time, I'm telling you right now. Steve being the latest to join. I just met Steve Castle a few days ago. Incredible leader, pastor, God-fearing man that stands for the sacred cause of liberty everywhere he goes. So he sued the state of Illinois saying you can't shut our church down over the Coco scandal. And so he stood strong. The Thomas More Center and others helped him, and they won and beat the governor. Great news as churches and people can worship God Almighty. The whole purpose of coming to the United States and coming to the colonies in the first place, the United States, it's all about religious freedom, ladies and gentlemen. How dare they try to shut it down? Thank heavens for men who stand tall like Steve and others. So you're telling me, though, that the FBI is at your house, your wife didn't know you were there, you came home literally to drop off something. There was no way they could have known you were there, so that's creepy to say the least. But what was their justification? Why did they even say they were there, though, and how did they say they got your name, sir?
Well, and that's just it, because I asked that. Well, you know, we heard that you were there. I'm like, oh, did you watch my, because I literally did about a 45-minute video after I got home explaining everything from moment to moment what happened through my personal eyes. You know, and obviously as a minister of the gospel, I value the truth. And so I told everybody the truth because I heard all of the lies. I heard the narrative that was coming out. And so I'm like, well, did you watch my video? He's like, no, we didn't. I'm like, how'd you know I was there? We just knew. I'm like, you can't even answer the question. they never did give me an answer as to how they knew I was there. We just heard, we're just following up on some leads or whatever language they use, their law enforcement language. So,
all right, so
I have no
idea
how
they knew. They're not going to answer why you were, how you were there, but here's what I want to know. What was their questioning? What do they want to know from you? If you didn't go into the Capitol, if they knew you were there, if you did a video, which they claim they didn't know about, which can't be true either, because if they heard from somebody else you were there, they would search online. They say that they're querying online everywhere to troll and figure out who's who. This is Operation Dragnet psychosis, in my opinion. But at the end of the day, what did they want to know? What were they hoping you would, you know, divulge? Or how did the conversation go down?
Well, Sam, you're exactly right. It was a dragnet thing. It was good cop, bad cop. One of the guys sat there, you know, in a suit with a completely lemon sucking face with his mask on. And I even said, hey, in our house, you're free from the Rona. there is no, I believe in Psalm 91 that no plague will come nigh my dwelling. You're in my dwelling. And so you're free from the Rona here in our house. You didn't take off your mask. And he said, no, I can't take it off. My wife wouldn't let me. I'm like, okay, fine. So he sat there, was sucking lemon.
Wait,
face,
was his wife there?
No.
No. Okay, I'm just kind of pointing out a little bit of a trippy kind of deal. Okay,
I know. It's, we could do this all day. So anyway, he sat there, you know, in his suit, you know, with looking all intimidating, taking notes on everything I'm saying. The other guy was kind of this personable guy, you know, talkable, you know, and was just kind of engaging me. Oh, so why'd you go and what were you doing and tell us the story. And I could tell that they were doing that thing because I'm hip to the jive. I used to run 63 restaurants in Dallas Fort Worth, and so I used to have a big job, and we would, you know, whenever we get robbed, I would have to do interviews with Secret Service and with you know, FBI, and because some of them were murders, and so I'm hip to this whole thing. And so he's trying to, I can tell that he's trying to get this comfortability where I'm just going to say this thing. And I said, look, I'm going to tell you exactly what I told the entire world on my internet video, on my Facebook video that I released. I'm going to replay it for you. You can go verify the video. You're going to have two sources of information. So I told him exactly what I told him. He tried to, you know, tried to ask questions to kind of get me around the skirts of it, but it just wasn't working. So they were there 45 minutes. Finally got tired of it and decided to leave. Never heard from them since.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we wanted to make sure you heard that story. Critical to understand, I'm telling you, to a person, everybody we talked to that was there has a different story. Did you see violence? Did you see Antifa? Did you see Black Lives Matter? Did you see any provocateur agents in action while you were there?
I did. So I actually talked to Viking Guy, believe it or not. I was on the backside of the Capitol steps, and he came out. And so here, this is interesting. So he came out of the Capitol, just walks out of the Capitol. No, not molested, not, you know, nobody's throwing him out, not in handcuffs, you know, not being beat with bats or nightsticks, or just walks out of the Capitol and comes down to the crowd that was down at the bottom. And the crowd was super small on that side. There was maybe 100 people. And comes down and literally is trying to reincite the crowd that's down there to go back into the Capitol. And I hear what he's saying. And so I literally walk over to him and I start to engage him. And this dude, I am not messing with you. This dude is either on LSD or he's got a demon. And I've done both. I've done drug, obviously, in ministry. I've been in ministry for 25 years. And so I've dealt with all kinds of people from all places. And so I know what a drug-filled person is, and I know what a demon-filled
person is. Okay, so hold on. When you say you've done drugs, though, you're saying you've dealt with drug-fueled people, and you've dealt with demon-fueled people is what you're saying.
Correct. Yep. I've never been high, but
I'm just trying to be clear.
Go ahead. Kind of people. So, yep. Thank you. Thanks for talking.
I've been at radio for a long time, and I want to make sure people understand exactly what you're telling them. Go ahead, sir.
Right. So I've dealt with these people, and he was one or the other. He could have been both. He could have been high and had a demon. But either way, I was challenging this guy. I'm like, dude, this is not who we are. We didn't come in here to break into the Capitol. We came here to protest the fact that they are literally hijacking our republic. And he's like, no, no. Now, here's the thing. He's standing there with no shirt on. You've probably seen the pictures of Viking dude. Standing there, no shirt on. Okay, I am a Northern Illinois Yankee, and I am generally hot-blooded. And I was cold. I had two coats on, one of them a Carhartt. You know, some of your audience will know what a Carhartt is. Great big thick cart. I had, you know, obviously insulated pants on. I had my boots on. I had two pair of socks on. And it was cold. I was cold because we'd been out in it all day. It started at 8 o'clock in the morning. And so here's a dude standing there with no shirt on, telling everyone that he'd been there all day, listened to the speech. That's why he's in the Capitol. I mean, it is so far beyond logical recognition of what happened that I cannot believe that the media is even able to get away with the narrative that they're able to get away with. I understand we're dealing with people who both sides of their cerebral cortex do not communicate, as the leftist side. But some of this stuff is like so far beyond just calling someone unintelligent that they're able to portray these narratives. It is shocking to me. It shocks my senses that people actually believe the stuff that's going on. And so I told the FBI, I talked to a Viking dude, and he's like, oh, how long have you known him? And I'm like, I just seen him at the like, you guys. So yeah, I seen these people. I mean, and the fact that these Capitol Police just let him literally walk out, it was like he could have been a congressman. I mean, the way he walked out and the way that he was encouraging everybody to go back in, standing in front of the Capitol Police, he was literally 20 feet from the Capitol Police while he's trying to incite the crowd to go back
in. And here's the point that you need to take home, ladies and gentlemen.
Crazy.
If Steve can find this guy, see that he's whacked out, shirtless in the cold, that he's behaving erratically, that he walks around like he owns the place, that he's encouraging insurrection or encouraging going back into the Capitol or whatever you want to say. Certainly the police saw that and understood that and knew that. Why didn't they take out one of the strategic realities that you do if you're in reconnaissance or in police work or anything else? You would understand, let's look for the leaders. Let's get this guy out of the mix so that he doesn't encourage the rest who may be innocent followers, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, if Steve could peg this guy in 2 seconds, where's the cops? The answer is they're there watching, right?
They, yes. I'm going to guard my language. They were absolutely watching. They were absolutely aware of everything that was going on.
Now, I know it might be more than that. I know it might be more than that, but we want to be very careful of what we know and what we don't know.
I can't
right?
speculate. Yep.
But we know they were there. We know they were. We know they had a beat on him, though. It wasn't like they didn't know about him or weren't aware. All right. Now, what that all means, time will tell. Hopefully, we'll get to the bottom line. But I want to be very clear about that, that we do know that they understood he was there and doing what he was doing as well. And they took no action to prevent it or minimize it or engage him like you did, right?
They were absolutely fine with it. They were absolutely
fine with it. You got to ask why.
And one of the things that I was doing at the, one of the things I was doing that I desired to do the entire time to even go to DC was to pray with some of these police officers and the National Guard. You know, we heard, I didn't know who was going to be there, but I have spoken at multiple Back to Blues. I am a massive proponent of our law enforcement agencies.
We'll talk about that later in the broadcast as well with Steve Castle. SteveCastle.com. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Steve Castle with me. We're talking about the Capitol riot lies. Steve's also the first pastor in the nation to file a federal lawsuit on First Amendment violations, winning against the governor in the state of Illinois, allowing churches to worship God Almighty, a critical reality. He's been speaking out nationally for the freedoms and liberties that belong to we the people. Who is John Galt? Who is Ray Epps? Now, you spell this last name of this Ray Epps guy, E-P-P-S, right?
Yes, sir.
Who is this guy? And if you look online, you'll find it's some kind of a sports figure. Not that guy. We're talking about a guy that supposedly owns a farm or something like that, right?
Yeah, and it's been there's all kinds of clandestine things that you can just go and research. I can't tell you, bro, how excited and humbled I am that we the people have literally engaged like never before. I mean, these digital soldiers, you know, God bless the leaders of this truth movement, the patriots that are out there, that are encouraging people, do your own research, go and look this stuff up. You know what Mike Lindell is doing, just a regular dude out there doing some research and finding out that things aren't what they're supposed to be, and then General Flynn telling everyone, hey, you need to get out there, get engaged. Robert David Steele and Sheriff Mack, all these folks are literally stirring up we the people, which has been needful for so long. And when you go out there and you find out that this Ray, so he's part of the Oath, the Oath Keepers, and but then he's also a part of this, and he's a part of this. Like, wait a minute, it's like he's on opposite ends of this narrative, which obviously always means that he's some kind of a plant. He's, someone's paying him to be a double agent. and these are the kind of people, see, we live in such a world that is capturing so much information with this cell phone society that we have, that everything is being recorded all the time, which is awesome for us truth seekers, so that we can reveal the lies and the evil and the wickedness that the bad guys are doing. But it's obviously, for parents and other things, it's a double-edged sword. I get that. But for us, this has been great. So all this intrusion into these people's lives, and I get it. I was there at the Capitol and I heard these guys and I know that they were paid. I absolutely know their language was pristine. The way that they were trying to incite and encourage the crowd to do immoral, illegal activities, it was legit. I mean, they were good. They were absolutely good. I can see how someone could get, Ashley Babbitt could get sucked into something like this and then go with them. They were really good with their language. Now, I'm a professional communicator. I preach the gospel. I want people to know that Jesus Christ is awesome and that he loves them and all the things that he's done for them at the finished work of the cross. And so I understand what it's like to communicate with intent to get people to engage with their thinking. And these guys that were inciting these crowds in multiple places, these guys were good. They weren't just some dude that showed up, you know, out of a pickup truck with Bubba, and they just wanted to, come on, let's go take back our country. I mean, these guys, their language was exactly what needed to be said to that kind of a crowd to get them to be incited. It was absolutely not an accident.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you have that story. Very critical to understand that they are literally demonizing conservatives, demonizing Christians, creating a divide. They're promoting communists and socialists and violent folks that want to divide and conquer this country while literally calling constitutionalists, Christians, terrorists in America. Joe Biden literally using unconstitutional government agencies to lay the trap for conservatives everywhere. Good people that get caught up in mistaken moves or people, and they're trying to use this dragnet to really create a target list. You better be on your guard. You say, who is John Galt? Ma, good question. The broader question is, are we wise enough? Are we going to turn to God and get on our knees and pray enough to not be deceived? I think that's a real critical question that we need to teach followers all across the country, Steve.
Absolutely, Sam. You are tracking perfectly true. And this is one of the main messages that I have as I've traveled the nation and been exhorting people and training people, educating people, that there is concerted and very well constructed misinformation, disinformation, lies, manipulation, narrative, propaganda. And the average Joe patriot out there that's just got a little bit of God and loves his AR and flies the flag and grows a beard, that guy literally is being targeted and could easily be the patriotic movement could literally end up being our enemy, because a guy like that is going to get sucked into some of this professionalism that's taking place from the other side. They're going to go just snatch up, you know, John Patriot, and they'll end up getting him like, hey, do you want to go help us kill Governor Whitmer? Yeah, I hate that person. Or do you want to help us do this insurrection? Yeah, let's go in there and show them what we got.
Well, or what they'll do is this. By the way, Steve, Sheriff Darleaf is the sheriff that is in that area there who knew these gentlemen. And what Darleaf explains, who's a constitutional sheriff with the CSPOA right now, and Darleaf awesome. Explains that, you know what, most of the people that were involved in that really believed that they were going to create a citizen's arrest on Whitmer. They weren't trying to kidnap her at all. And the insurrectionists who were the provocateurs that were involved there were the ones that turned it to a different narrative. And so they all got caught in this dragnet dishonesty. Oh, you know what? The law says you can go commit a citizen's arrest on the governor for her violations of the Constitution, and you gotta. And then it turned south, and some of the people were innocently trying to do what was right, even though it was an ill-hatched plan. The different narratives highlight the truth. Steve?
Yeah, absolutely. This is why I'm challenging your audience, and I'm challenging people all over the nation. We have got to know and have an intimate connection with our God and with the scriptures, because he will keep us from deception. You know, the enemy, Satan, the devil, the Lucifer, whatever language people has for him, the enemy has been deceiving mankind for 6,000 years. If you're gonna go head to head with the enemy, you'll lose all day long. And I'm talking as a spirit-filled person. I've been born again and filled with the Spirit since I was 5 years old. I'm 46 years old. So for 41 years, I have been born again. I have been in connection with my Father. I have been in the scriptures. I can't tell you how many times I've read the Bible. I spend every single day of my life, I am in the scriptures. I am studying the word. I am praying. I am seeking my Father's faith. And I would not go head to head with the enemy. I wouldn't do it. And for Joe Average Patriot out there that just basically loves God, loves the country, and has an AR and an itchy trigger finger, don't you know that that person's being targeted? And so my challenge to your audience is, it is time to for us to actually take this to the next step, which is really truly hear from heaven. Really truly hear. Take the scriptures, apply them to today's standards, and find out some of the things that we need to guard ourselves against in this deception. If we're going into the end times, Thessalonians tells us that there is going to be a strong delusion that is going to come on mankind. A strong delusion. And for the word of God to use adjectives like that, that means that it's when God magnifies something, it's magnified. And so delusion is one thing, but a strong delusion that's going to come on mankind, that should be gripping. That should be shaking to everyone to know that these things are taking place in the end times. And also, obviously, we know Jesus told us specifically, he said, unless God shortens the time, even the elect would be deceived. And so it is important for us to understand that we have got to filter through these things that we are being told, that we are seeing, that we are hearing. We have got to be able to filter through those with intimacy, with the Holy Spirit, with knowledge of the Word of God, and understanding the heart of God in order for us to keep ourselves safe, our family safe, our future safe. It is no longer okay to just be some raw, bold patriot and have a little bit of love for God. Those days have ended. It has got to be absolutely seek first the kingdom of God. And because of that, I'm going to seek first what God's kingdom can do in our republic to make it the greatest republic ever, and then reject every other ideology.
So, ladies and gentlemen, let me be very clear. That's why I speak of restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, and I reject revolution. We have the suffering, the sacrifice, the sacred honor, and fortunes on the line of our founding fathers that set up the greatest country on the face of the earth. Should be a light on a hill. And we have the blueprint for liberty. The checks and balances can take down tyrants, can stop people from abusing power. And so we need to understand that it's a peaceful restoration that we seek. And anytime someone wants to encourage you to violence or encourages you to do something that seems kooky or crazy, or you got to step back and go, who is the agent inside here trying to deceive and change the game? Okay, so for example, if you want to go arrest Governor Whitmer, I'm telling you right now, that isn't going to go well. I'm telling you right now, there's a protected elite swamp class, and it ain't going to go well. Okay, you got to be very careful and not be deceived. And the only way to do that is to pray to God Almighty for guidance, and the Holy Ghost, the Spirit, can help you. But you've got to also use your common sense. I know we want to take down the IRS because they're criminal, and they're unconstitutional, and they should go away. I get it. But, okay, so you got to be very careful what actions you take, because they will take advantage of you, they will deceive you, and you will get caught in a satanic snare. Ladies and gentlemen, this is serious. We highlight this hour. Next hour, Steve Castle is going to stay with us as well, and we're going to talk about how he beat the Illinois governor, and instead of being locked down and prevented from worshiping in the great country that our founders fought for, so we could worship Almighty God, so we could be free as a liberty-loving, God-ordained traditional family, so we could use our country to defend our God-given inalienable rights. Steve went to bat for that and won. We're going to tell you the whole story coming up second hour. Steve, stay there. Ladies and gentlemen, do the same. Get a quick drink. Check out the news. Come right back. Hard-hitting talk. Hour one in the can. Hour two coming up. I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live 6 days a week. Hey, you're going to join us at Liberty Hall in Far West Utah Monday afternoon, evening, and then in the park. The Arise USA bus tour. Richard Mack, myself, and others will be there. It's free. We highly recommend you join us. We'll talk about that as well. All right, hour one of the can, two coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, LibertyRoundtable.com is my website. LovingLiberty.net is my nationally syndicated radio network. Tell the tale, spread the word. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.